Good afternoon. Spain's Caixa Bank, valued state-owned bank here at €4.3 billion as part of an all-in share deal that will create Spain's biggest domestic bank with more than €664 billion in total assets. The bank said in a joint statement this morning that they expected annual cost synergies of around €770 million that will be fully achieved by 2023 and new annual revenues of around €290 million over a period of 5 years. The lenders will have a combined valuation of more than €16 billion. Banks across Europe are struggling to cope with record low interest rates and economic downturns sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic, leading analysts to predict more tie-ups to cut costs. The deal has been described as a merger, but it is in fact a takeover by Caixa Bank, as it is almost three times as big as Bankia in terms of market value and almost two times by assets. Chinese hackers have stolen information from Spanish research centres working on a COVID-19 vaccine, according to sources. Paz Esteban, the head of Spain's National Intelligence Centre, the CNI, said these cyber attacks were conducted against Spain and several other countries competing to develop a coronavirus vaccine. The CNI director said that sensitive sectors, such as health and pharmaceuticals, had been targeted and that there had been a particularly virulent campaign against laboratories. Most of these attacks came from China and Russia and in many cases originated in state agencies, but there were also universities and criminal organisations seeking to cash in on the stolen information. There are around 10 ongoing vaccine projects in Spain, although none have yet moved to human trials. Dialogue and negotiation are key to calming tensions in the Eastern Mediterranean, so both the Spanish and Maltese foreign ministers said in a news conference yesterday following a meeting in Madrid. The growing dispute between Greece and Turkey over energy exploration in the Med was one of the main topics during the meeting that marks the first time in 9 years that a Maltese foreign minister has been to Spain. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has also been in discussions with his Turkish and Greek counterparts. Distancing themselves from France's pro-Greek position, the two foreign ministers said they are neutral parties that are working to facilitate dialogue between the feuding countries. 70 migrants jumped overboard yesterday and swam away from the Spanish NGO ship that had rescued them as they tried to reach Italy. They were part of a group of 270 people stranded for days off the coast of Sicily on the Spanish rescue vessel, the Open Arms. The swimmers became frustrated by the diplomatic wranglings over who should take custody of them. The Open Arms rescued three separate groups between September the 8th and the 10th. The crew are still waiting for instructions on where the migrants would be allowed to disembark. And Barcelona's new manager Ronald Koeman could be without his star man Lionel Messi for three games, including El Clásico against Real Madrid, if the Argentine player goes off on international duty next month. Argentina's World Cup 2022 qualifying fixtures have been confirmed, with matches against Ecuador on October the 8th and Bolivia on October the 13th. Under the current regulations, anyone returning from South America is required to quarantine for 14 days in Spain, meaning Messi won't be able to play in La Liga matches during that time. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.